Blog Talk Radio.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about your mortgage. Introducing the all-new Yourgage from Quicken Loans. Yourgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only home loan that allows you to custom design your term anywhere between 8 to 30 years. Here's how it works. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. The Quicken Loans 8-year fixed Yourgage can help. It keeps your term short and lowers your monthly payment. Just call Quicken Loans at 888-249-1425. The Quicken Loans Yourgage. It's a home loan on your terms. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030. Other restrictions apply. Quicken Loans. Engineered to amaze. Call 888-249-1425. That's 888-249-1425.
Blog Talk Radio.
You let the beat feel, feel round and round. That pose she go, that sound it make when she hit the floor. Go boom. I wanna take her to my room. For show, for show,
for show.
I know, you know, every time I come in, it's jumping.
PKL BNT, we fucking with you tonight, man. Let's go.
What you say?
I wanna see some ass. I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming, and that's gonna make me dash. And that's gonna make me dash. And that's gonna make me dance. Make it rain tree, make it rain tree. Make it rain tree, make it rain tree. Make it rain tree, make it rain tree. Make it rain tree.
I ain't afraid of pics in the building, ladies. Make sure you get them pictures tonight. Y'all ain't looking good for nothing, man. Let go, let go, let go. At the Georgia. I'm letting them know all my people in the building tonight, man. Do or die. You be cute. LOC. Three burners. Yeah, yeah.
Money ain't a thing.
BKL, PNT, Dolly ENT, Big Brother Entertainment, Flatline DJs, baby. We live on the radio, J Dog, V Dog. Ain't afraid of pics, let's go.
You wanna see some ass, I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming, and that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance.
And in Georgia, baby, we blowing up the charts right now. Call in, get your shout out on.
I'm handing in my glove. Okay. I saw Michael on 60 Minutes, Ed Bradley tried his best to make Michael look like a mammal. Somebody that drank water and breathed air, right? He gave Michael the easiest questions in the world, the easiest GED questions in the world, and Michael could not pass the test. He's like, oh, Michael, you think it's proper for a 45-year-old man to sleep in a bed with 13-year-old boys? Okay, let me rephrase that. Michael, would you let your children sleep in the bed of a 45-year-old man that's been accused of child molestation?
Yes.
Ed Bradley looked at Michael Jackson like he wanted to say, nigga, is you crazy?
Legion, the legend, man. I'm in here with Zoom Man, Lance Radio. That's where they do that at radio. Hey, dog, B-Dub, Beanie Weenie. I wouldn't want to be nowhere else in the world right now.
Yeah, baby, come on. I'm calling all performing artists and groups. Register now to star in the next Fan Exchange DVD series. We're taping live in Atlanta and in cities near you. The benefits of being a Fan Exchange participant include paid booking opportunities, publicity in mass media, career consulting, and unlimited networking. For additional information, call V-Dub at 678-389-6869 or follow me on Twitter at V-Dub-ATL. Remember to tune in to J-Dog, V-Dub, and Beanie Weenie on Where They Do That At Radio. You know the number, 347-934-0318. Holla at your girl.
Support was goofy on you. Lost my job. Boy, got fired. Went to the street and got hired. Trapping all night. I was so tired. Then I woke up from the nightmare. And I was king. What you thinking that I'm not? Are you sleeping on me? She knew what I was thinking before I hit the pillow, homie. Said that I was hot. And she blew me. This woman is trying to cool me. Opposites attract is true because I think that she knows me. But I may not know her. It must be my persona. She looks so good and I'm getting beat cause I want her. She's gripping for the ship, I'm making moves on the beat, I'll make a groove. Grinding my ambition, she riding her two pops back. Searching since 96, so you still haven't found him. But picture me rolling, Lord knows I hit him up. Until the end of time, me against the world, only God can judge me. Life goes on, Hail Mary, Lynn's got my baby. Hey, mama, keep your head up when thugs cry on my block. I wonder if heaven has a ghetto. So many tears trapped, the feeling fundamental and never changes. Just a different day, same. Shh.
Watch me. Yo, real
we'd
talk.
Like to welcome you all for coming out tonight.
Yo, this is Where They Do To That Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame. International artists that are changing the game. The time is 9:51, you stand the time, you're definitely on the grind, you got the delegates doing the damn thing, you know what it is, it is up, let's get it.
All them dudes that don't know how to say it, you don't say it before you fought with me. We was both 18, meeting in a strange city. You was a country girl and I lived in many cities. I was finding myself drinking beer, smoking jizzies. You was studying hard and had a job, so you was busy. I was so disrespectful how I ran around the city. Before when you would see me, you would say it was a pity. Drunk and juggling hoes for 2 years, you just watched. I was in and out of dorms with different chickens nonstop. Associates are getting head, a doctrine is laying cock. I built a reputation, the R. Kelly of the block. Then when I approached you, you was smiling, you was shy. We was either on the phone or you was chilling at the spot. Youngers and it was love, but the weather it changes, cuz my feelings didn't change, I wanted strange, I wore a glove. I didn't understand it, you screaming, I'm like, buzz. That bitch, it meant nothing, no feelings, I just buzz. But Adam, sorry. I took you through some shit and I'm sorry, that's not love. Them bitches had me gassed, I was spazzing, I know I was. Now we all grown, it's the past, it's over with. Hope you end up with somebody who gives you the world, sis. That shit I put you through, you like niggas, they ain't shit. Hope that you can move past it and find you some happiness. Get a husband, buy a crib, get a dog and have a kid. Don't be thinking about that shit that I did, I was a kid. See, pain, it brings wisdom, but on top of that, I'm sorry. I'm older and looking back, it's like an episode of Mari. I see you when I see you, and I'm hoping that you're successful. Don't blame him for that shit that I did, I know it's stressful.
Sorry, it's not enough. Look at how I treated you. I always kept you at a distance when I really needed you. It was a hard lesson, but I learned it though. And started missing you the day that you walked out the door. I never blamed you, cause it was always me. You gave me all your love, I cheated on you constantly. Our family was something that I strive for. Started as a friend, you turned to someone I would die for. I know it wasn't right, I deserved the pain. Went from calm to chaos like a hurricane. My life was reckless, to say the least. I did you wrong and you forgave me when I ran the streets. And I regret the day you always made me lose it. Arguing like we don't know each other, this is useless. We're better than this, I know it's not the end. Baby girl, listen up, tell me where do I begin? I know. Listen, life's a lesson, you got me stressing cause I'm needing you. Show me true love, I threw it away, I was so mean to you. I cannot proceed with this, I left your heart broke bleeding. This is something I need to get off my chest, please take heed to this. I never knew love can take you deeper than I'm sorry for all the wrong and the bullshit that I put you in. This is coming from the heart and I mean every word I speak is true. I see them hating cause they don't see just what I see in you. I took your love for granted, my hope you understand it. Never meant to cause you so much pain, that's why I fantasize about the love we had. It was a sight to see, a blessing in disguise, certainly. And for that, I'm sorry.
I know I'm going through it. Heaven for this to music. I know I was a prank. All of my actions foolish. And for that, I'm sorry.
That's them delegates. This joint is called I'm Sorry. Real talk, this is where they do that at radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame. Next up the bat, we got my man SB. Real talk, you know what it is. We're going to go to request lines in just a second, but I'm going to give you some of that good, that real good. You know what it is. If you listen long enough, you just might learn something. You know what it is. Holla at your boy.
Yeah. SB. Money, 20, 50, hundreds, ran up on them in the dark, told them run it. 2012 coming, so get the running. Call my duffel bag, turkey money is a stuffing. I whoop your head, boy, you'll have a concussion. When my niggas get the banging, like percussions, no further discussion. Money, I love it. Hand surfing on the waves when I hit the dugget. And they say he ain't fresh, born fresh and clean. Cocky and conceited, yeah, Mr. CNC. Hopping in the game, next generation TNT. Yeah, we blowing up, balling on them like Kareem. Boy, your fantasies work just like a can of beans. I'm on fire and I'm iced out and a freeze. I'm just looking for my honey like a swarm of bees. I ain't talking burger when I say I'm stacking cheese. Tell the DJ bring it back. 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 And your girl all on me like ticks and fleas. Asking what's the recipe, I tell them I'm just being me. When I leave the stage, boy, they saying who is he? You don't know who that is, boy, that's SB. Hit up Clearwater Beach, riding on the jet skis. White shirt, Nikes with my khakis. Boy, you can't match these. Fact is, you lacking swag. They thought I was slacking, but I was packing. I'm just trying to do that right thing. Get a couple girls that do that all night thing. Yeah, but this only a one night thing. So get it in, get it out, make it exciting. SB, yeah, I'm super fresh. Get more checks to leave you more facts. Yeah, tell the DJ bring it back. I hop up on the track, got a sprung like crack. Tell the DJ bring it back.
Ready to auction off her body for about all she could keep.
I see her.
Same old motels and old dirty sheets. We watch her doing dirt like we at front row seats. Not even the reverend could put some guard into her. To her, the Lord is that dog who be tipping her. Like a wrestler, he be on the floor pinning her. And she be thinking that it's love that he giving her. No mom and pop, she just wanna be cared for. She wanna get her voice out like an air horn. Ready for a new day like it's near dawn. Black and blue skin plus all of her hair tall. Even a sign said mama starting to worry me. No blanket she could cover her insecurity. And she be searching but becoming a vacant. Probably cause she looking for love in the wrong place. Pretty women is what life is for. I can't knock on my problem lies in what he telling them. He lost the money to make up for what he ain't giving them. Splitting ends like hair, he trying to pay them off. Well, listen, he thinking tricking is gonna make them boss. It ain't simple to do the nipple, won't you keep game? Falling in love with hookers and strippers like T-Pain. But he got wifey and a kid at home waiting. Pissy drunk, walking it straight to the basement. But he got a good woman, so he won't embrace it. Looking for love, and he trying to find a replacement. Cause now homegirl left, and she ain't coming back. Like this for a year, looking for love when it was right there.
What
like
you
won't
do?
And what you won't do? Do for love. And what you won't do?
And you decide
everything. Don't need love. Don't need love.
What you won't do?
And what you won't do? Do for love. You decide everything. But you don't need love. Look at don't.
Always walking around searching. I see you. You looking in all the wrong places. I tell you just like they told me. Sometimes you got it right under your nose. Can't even see it. Yeah.
Bill Hawkins is chairman and CEO of Medtronic, a leading medical devices company. He's been working on miniaturization and other technologies that he thinks will help transform healthcare in developing countries. We invited him to join The Economist for Tea at the Clinton Global Initiative. Thank you for joining The Economist for Tea.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Your firm, one of the largest and most successful medical devices firms in the world, is here at Clinton Global Initiative. You've just made a commitment in an interesting area. Tell us briefly what that is and why this might be an emerging area of concern.
Medtronic, which has been around since 1949, has been focused on chronic disease. And the initiative that is bringing awareness to the prevalence of chronic disease, which today is responsible for 60% of deaths on a global basis, and by the year 2020, is projected to be responsible for 3 out of every 4 deaths. And then add to that the economic burden, which could be as much as $1 trillion in countries like China and India and Brazil.
Now, it's right to say that for developing countries, infectious diseases used to be the great burden, but in part because of our success in tackling some infectious diseases, and in part because of the wealth, the rising wealth of China, India, and some countries, you're getting some diseases of affluence now. People are living long enough to get chronic diseases, in other words. Is that fair to say?
That is. And also, the focus that we've put on communicable diseases has really made an impact. And now people realize that with the both in developed countries as well as in developing markets, the real burden is now being addressed or being recognized in terms of chronic disease, you know, the asthmas, the oncology, cancer, heart disease, diabetes.
What role do you see technology playing in helping with chronic diseases of the developing world?
Well, technology today has enabled us to treat a number of diseases like heart disease, whether it's with stent technology or pacemaker technology, or even people who are at risk for sudden cardiac death, implantable defibrillator technology. We have technologies to help people to better manage diabetes, and whether it's the insulin or whether it's the pumps or whether it's even now today, we have the ability to continuously monitor blood sugar levels with sensor technology that can be worn and then have that information remotely available to you or to a caregiver.
The kinds of technologies that have helped tackle heart disease, diabetes, and other chronic diseases in the rich world have also been quite expensive in some ways. Can developing countries afford these technologies?
Yes, some of the technologies that we have in the developed markets are not appropriate for some of the emerging markets. And as a consequence, you know, we are designing and developing products which are specific to markets, more the emerging markets, and whether they're lower cost or whether even different kind of approaches. And today we have the ability with some of the mobile device technology to do things perhaps in a different way than what we even began with here in the U.S.
What proportion of your revenues worldwide come from emerging markets? It still must be quite small at this point.
For our company, it's about 7% of our total revenues are from the emerging markets. About 40% of our business is outside the U.S. But we project within the next 5 years that that 7% will triple. Today, we treat about 7 million patients on a global basis.
Stanford, and we're taking a spin in Junior, which is the Passat wagon that actually nobody's driving. It drives itself. Software, some computers in the trunk, and that's all it takes.
Is this part of our driving future? I sure hope so.
Break down for me what we're looking at here. Junior clearly has not your
off the rack, roof rack, shall we say.
Think of this as a very crude prototype, very early on. So we have stuff on here. This thing over here is called a laser sensor. It's able to measure ranges. If you're taking the human intelligence kind of out of the car and replacing it by a computer. So the art is to make sure the computer has the appropriate sensing capabilities to perceive the environment and the suitable smarts to make decisions.
I just wonder if you're seeing a trend within automotive kind of / computer science where there's an opportunity for cars to be more open and for more.
Thank you for subscribing to our channel. Unfortunately, we will no longer be offering this show as a podcast. To continue to enjoy the best of ABC News, visit our podcast page on iTunes to see our newly updated offering.
This thing over here is called a laser sensor. It's able to measure ranges. If you're taking the human intelligence kind of out of the car and replacing it by a computer. So the art is to make sure the computer has the appropriate sensing capabilities to perceive the environment and the suitable smarts to make decisions.
I just wonder if you're seeing a trend within automotive kind of / computer science where there's an opportunity for cars to be more open and for more kinds of software from other developers to creep in.
The automotive industry, unfortunately, is a little bit slower here, but the opportunity is clearly there. Just imagine an open dashboard computer where I could get third-party software to provide something to me, anything I want, from an email reader to a restaurant finder to a device that allows me to purchase my Starbucks latte before I arrive at the store. There's amazing monetization opportunities that make the driving experience much more fun. Unfortunately, we don't have this right now. Unfortunately, most car manufacturers would like to own all of it, and by doing so, they own nothing.
Why do I want my car to drive itself?
Highways, for example, are fairly unsafe, partially because people are vastly distracted. We text during driving these days. We do make phone calls. We fiddle with our radio and so on. And in these moments when we don't pay attention, we have these head-on collisions that are really, really often lethal, actually. A car that would just monitor and watch out for us while we're doing these activities and remind us and assist us could be vastly superior to a car that's just a piece of metal with a steering wheel.
So how far away are we from this being, you know, real?
I think we're pretty close. I think for highways, we basically have the technology together. We drive on highways regularly. We just need to really down cost, and integrate. And that probably is maybe a 5-year effort or so, if done properly. For urban driving, a little bit harder, like the little kid running out behind the ball.
Right.
Maybe 10, 15 years, but I have no doubt we're going to get there.
Love. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, 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 yeah.
like rock stars. Not yours for you, not ours. Better believe it, lock the doors for you, not ours. You wanna keep it, cause I need it like an addict. I used to fight it, now I treat it like a habit. And get excited, it don't matter, just don't fight it. It don't matter, just don't fight it.
And all I heard was,
every day, I wake up in the morning. Until the philosophy, which old one made superior and another inferior, is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until they're no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes. Miss a war that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. Miss a war that until that day the dream of lasting peace was citizenship. But never a thing. Now everywhere is war. War. And until the ignoble and unhappy regime that holds our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, subhuman bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed. Well, everywhere is war. Is a war. War in the east. War in the west. War up north. War down south. War, war. Rumors of a war, and until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We Africans will fight, we find it necessary, and we know we shall win, and we are confident in the victory. A good over evil. Good over evil. Good over evil.
That's my man Bob Marley giving it to us, man. Real talk, y'all already know what it is. We ain't done yet. Just ride out for a second. I'm going to request. Thank you.